Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. Hello, guys. You're listening to comedian Dude Talk on his show. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Now, please, call in. Get involved with the cause here. Damn, I can't seem to find the number at this point. No, not well. No, spilled milk. Anywho, where do I begin? Let me tell you a little bit about my horrors. I'm handicapped. I've been my whole life. And really, honestly, after a while, it just starts to wear thin. It's true. You can be basically the victim of a weaker gene pool. Somehow, this just genetically defective whatever. Sometimes it seems like there's so much of that, I'm furious that I was even brought into the world, into existence. What is especially frustrating for me, really, is that I've been fighting this long, so hard, and with a minimum of success. It's like, literally, I've reached the stage of my life, age 37, and I'm still fighting the beast. You know, you want to think it's an enemy that's actually sabotaging you, but no, it just happens that you happen to be broken. I've got autistic spectrum, which I got from my mother. I got ADHD from my father. I got leaky gut syndrome, also from my mother's side of the family, and Tourette's, that I got from an incompetent doctor. You know, there are people, everybody's disadvantaged somehow, some way. It's one of the reasons why we all want to be rich, man. Rich people think, no, dude, I don't need anything else, man. I got money. I'm good. But honestly, there's a member of my family that was rich, basically, until they broke up. Have I told you about this already? Now, me personally, being disabled, being handicapped, seriously, us handicapped people, we want more than discounts. Cards that cut the price in half, little hacks, and basically a good Samaritan who will help us on and off the bus, on and off the train, in and out of the cab. We need a little bit more than that. We want to not be so handicapped anymore. Now, I understand that basically with a lot of perseverance and evolutionary what have you, you can actually overcome a lot of your disability. Some people might not even notice it anymore. And who knows, it may disappear forever. I'm not talking basically about an amputee missing two legs. If he really works hard enough, they're going to grow back. But you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes all the blind musicians, pianists, Beethoven, who was deaf, Helen Keller, the miracle worker herself, you know, if you work hard enough, maybe there's a problem. Maybe I was too into submission enough that I didn't try hard enough. I should have pushed myself harder. Here's the problem. With me, I was thin-skinned as a child. I was no-skinned. Anyone could say anything that had offended me. I was so easily offended, vulnerable. I hated it, you know. Don't you hate that? One of the worst things you can be is easily offended. Now, I take it back. I have an offensive nature. The worst thing you can be is easily offended but offensive yourself, and Lord knows I was. I was easily, was very offensive. I didn't always intend to do it. I was always looking for that higher power that would basically lead me, whatever, something else to carry me on and lead me by the guiding hand. It wasn't just autism. When those forceps hit my frontal lobe, it caused damage there. So not only do I have to say a lot of what comes to mind, there's a lot of energy, a lot of little pops, snack crackles and pops like a box of Rice Krispies. Now these things are always popping and flying. And not only that, but I always tend to say whatever came to mind. I made myself at home too much. I almost wanted to be, you know, Organic OK has this show called this guy, DJ Butterfly Beast. You know, some of us, sometimes, some caterpillars, they just want to stay in that little cocoon and stay there forever. Not emerge as a butterfly. Just stay in there. There could be safety in the cocoon in a pigeonhole. Some of us want to hide out from the world. That's what I wanted to do. And I realized got to take that risk. I mean, it's based like a snow globe. The globe keeps everything safely inside, but keeps everything trapped. And that's what's true. You never really truly evolve a evolutionary ladder if you're not willing to put yourself in a somewhat more dangerous environment. But the Japanese have the same word for crisis they do opportunity. Because such an environment can cause either to happen. At some point, being sheltered isn't enough. Now, here's what I get. You're sheltered, you're safe, you're protected, whatever. At least that's what most people think. But no, people, let's be honest in mind. You don't realize, you don't think anything happens when you're too sheltered, but no. You actually evolve backwards. You evolve backwards when everything is too safe. Honestly, I wanted to be sheltered, maybe too much. My whole life, I basically spent a lot of my time trying to, what's the word I'm looking for, be in an environment where everything, where the rest of the world would fit to me. It's like that old saying, the rational man basically tries to develop to fit his surroundings. The irrational man expects the rest of the world to adapt itself to himself. The whole world, the collection and evolution of humankind revolves around the maturity of the irrational man. And sometimes you gotta change. I still get stressed out, I still get messed up, I still get whatever. Things won't stop popping. I've seen a few other people with the condition. They found ways to deal with it. The truth is, I have chewing gum, executive stress grips, and a lot of yoga. Not to mention drinking a lot of water, cutting down those stimulants. But even then, it's a minimum of success. All us handicapped people, what are we supposed to do? I like the idea that we all sort of get together and basically find our own medium, our own voice. We all need to, there needs to be like one giant handicapped, sort of union that we can all get behind and get into, and you know what I'm talking about. It's too divided. Things are too divided, dude. And there needs to not be a cover charge. You notice that basically almost every other organization in the world basically wants monthly entry fees for membership. Didn't even the freaking Mickey Mouse Club. You couldn't just put on those goofy ears and sing the song. They just had to buy a bunch of Disney's merchandise. I don't know why they need the money. Doesn't Disney own everything at this point even? Okay. Oh, apologize for a second. I'm just relieving myself. That's right. I'm on the air, but basically I'm urinating. It's another problem of mine. Leaky gut. There's a giant hole in my stomach, and basically there's a little bacteria basically eating a hole away. Everything just goes right through me. That's why I'm thin as a stick. I can't put on any weight and any mass whatsoever. I don't know. I met a few other people with the illness. Some worse off than me. Well, worse and better. I came across one guy who, the moment you look at him, he had a Frankenstein kind of expression, and damn it, all the same sort of demeanor. It's where he was Frankenstein. He's where he was made in the lab. And you know what? He made a way for himself. I met him some 15 years ago, and the moment I met him, I saw this is a guy who especially needed help. We had good friends. The people who knew him before I did, but we had a real sort of connection. I really stayed until he moved away. Then he tragically died. That's the thing about basically being handicapped and basically defect one way or another. We're all just kind of broken. We're all disadvantaged. We had to work 10 times harder, but in the end, we're all just disadvantaged in some way. It's a fact. I was putting stuff all over his social media internet page, stuff I knew that he was a big fan of. And dang it, I am telling you, there it was, his memorial, his epitaph. My jaw hit the ground. How? He was in pretty good health. You always basically think that, you know, honestly, when someone's terminal, they're terminal, like, you always just expect them to basically be in a hospital bed with tubes and pipes everywhere on a heart monitor. Getting shot up with basically more drugs than the average rock star, you always expect this is going to be it any minute. My great-grandmother lived to be 100. This guy, he wasn't remotely that old. He was a little younger than I was. He was healthy, all things considered. He could have eaten a little bit better, but come on. I got so upset. And all you able-bodied people, this could happen to you too, okay? Because, yes, he was, in fact, handicapped and defective, but sometimes something is just broken. There is no... Now, here's the thing. We live in a time where basically we say there's no guarantee of a tomorrow. It's true. But you know something else? You won't even see tomorrow. You got to keep toeing the line today. I'm not telling everybody to lollygag or just indulge themselves fervently because it's the whole flying too close to the sun. But dang, one has to ask himself, what are you doing? I don't know. Me, I'm trying to get this message out here. I was handicapped. I've seen other handicapped people. Deaf people. Blind people. They seem to get a lot more of the advantages. It's got to be a handicap you can tell and you can physically see, you know. Me personally, I thought about how I sort of fit into that crowd and how it still didn't work because I hung out with a bunch of handicaps, but, you know, basically, once again, I was just so... Well, ADHD and Tourette's. Here's the messed up thing, dude. Okay, now you go to the doctors. They'll just give you a pill. None of that stuff helps like it should. It's 2020. Okay, some of this stuff should be cured by now. I admire all those Tourette's and all those handicappers going in front of a microphone and trying to make it work into an act. Lord knows I hope to be one of them someday. But at some point, we'd have more progress than we got now. You know what saddens me? Everything's tailing. Everything's changing and everything's staying the same. Me, all I wanted to do was be left alone, but occasionally have some friends. Wasn't the kind of guy who could hang out in a group of friends for too long, because God forbid they see when the Tourette's pop. I look at my life and I think, I've tried to pigeonhole myself and live by all my means. What good has it gotten me? Want to do more. Need to do more. What am I doing? Just going to take up arts and crafts. Do a couple more episodes of this show and hope it really takes off. Honestly. I got to tell you something right now. Brace yourself, because this is a big one. I used to drink. I used to be blind, stinking drunk. Why? Well, once again, my grandfather drank, and you got to remember there was a time before, you know, when this was the only means of medication. But also, It didn't just feel good and happy and wonderful. It eased the Tourette's, the ADHD. I had one drink in my hand. I was smooth. I was calm. I was social. Not just to the other drunks, but in general. Why not drink anymore? Couldn't stop at one. No, you guessed it. Never knew when to say when. It's 10:15, 15 minutes here after the program on I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves. Please call and get involved with the cause. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. The thing is, I started out just having a couple drinks. I used to mix it with my medication. That's right. I mixed pills and booze. Why? Well, you know why. It definitely had that homemade volcano effect, you know. When you put baking soda and vinegar in there, it definitely had that perfect cocktail. I was bubbling. I still had, because of my ADHD and an OCD, I had bad insomnia. I used it to get to sleep at night. I literally needed pills and booze to get to sleep the whole night, thing, whatever. So what happened? Once again, I couldn't moderate. I used to take motion sickness pills with booze. You might want to listen to that part again. Motion sickness pills with booze. Oh, someone's texting me. Anywho, long story short, I personally had to knock it off. But I couldn't imagine without the bottle. What was I going to do without the bottle? I need to drink. I need drink. I always used to think to myself, what else was there? Another handicapped person came to me on a wheelchair. That's right. He rolled over. He told me to kneel down. He put a hand on my shoulder, and he looked me in the eyes and said to me, make yourself a priority. So guess what? I followed the way like everyone else, the proactive professional. You know? I literally fold shirts, hang my jackets away. I make my bed every day. I shower. I try to stay as busy as possible and constantly pushing the handicappedness away. The mistake I made was trying to work around it. No. See. It's a fool's errand, you know. You want to survive and persecute, you got to work through it. So I pushed my handicapped aside. So that's that old saying, mountain, get out of my way. It feels good, doesn't it? It's like when you actually see somebody on a wheelchair or on crutches climbing the top of Mount Everest. Now, one of these days, I'm going to climb Mount Everest just so I can take a leak off the top. Mountain Dew, morning gold. Yeah, I'm arrogant that way. Tourette's is the worst part of it. Tourette's. What helps? Special breathing. Water. Abstaining from water and caffeine, the way the Muslim faith does, anything that seems to feel good, except prayer. That's right, no stimulants. Nothing that's going to wake you up. But you know what? I still have an addiction. Those power soda, I couldn't put them down. I had two today. I keep quitting, but then I keep going back. God, I've talked to cocaine and heroin addicts who told me that basically the hardest thing in the world was getting off cigarettes. The hardest thing in the world is getting off soda. I guess I'm basically, I got a cup of water right here, and you know what? I'm just going to keep drinking it. I would drink water and water and water until I evolve back into a fish. Nation of drinking like a fish. I don't know. I got to worry about that hydro poisoning. But here's the trick. You just got to relieve yourself when the bladder starts to feel full. Don't keep that water in, good people. Thankfully, social media has allowed the handicapped to personally monopolize their time and whatever. I don't know what I would have done in my life. I don't know what I could do. I don't know what I should do to make things better. Well, Push myself a lot harder. Remember, the whip is constantly cracking behind me. But just know, keep in mind, that person, at any point, the world can move right from underneath you. Life isn't fair. Life isn't right. It tends to especially reward those who really seem to know the angle. You don't need to know everything in life. Just make sure you know the right and do exactly the right stuff. So the crap in between doesn't matter. I basically got romantically involved with somebody who was in a wheelchair. Oh, now this dear lady, now to keep something in mind, she was not, you know, a total wheelchair jockey. Like, I've been living here for quite some time. I notice I see less women in wheelchairs than I do men. You know, there's a lot of guys in wheelchairs. I don't see as many women. I know we've all seen a woman in a wheelchair, but I'm telling you, there's more men in them. Man, it's a sign of something. Well, we'll explore that later. But the point is, she was in a wheelchair. She was going in there for dialysis, and she was losing the ability to walk. She had a big scar on her arm when they ran the tube in. I was intimate with this woman, and you know what? The handicapped, the handicapable, the handy something. I think all handicapped people need to have, like, a special skill. No, you don't want to pigeonhole yourself. You don't want to turn to one of those people who basically is like a very good one-trick pony. But really, expand your repertoire. Me personally, I'm somebody to unite enough of us so we're actually doing something. Seriously. There are rich people out there who the have-alls. Is there a way that more handicapped people can be one of them? I'm not just talking about freaking Larry Flint or something. He's such a jerk that basically you almost understand why somebody shot him, but no, you know what? That's not fair. That's not fair, and that's not right. So I think okay about that, because, you know, honestly, the point is, not too many wheelchair-based people trying to work on the ability to walk again, build up the upper body. Nice goal. I think more of them should be trying to become rich and helping other basically handicapped people become rich too. That's only if handicapped people can basically become respected. More of us basically need to try to become more rich and powerful instead of basically just trying to somehow evolve ourselves becoming able-bodied. Because even able-bodied look at the handicap and said, look at them trying. That's all. Not all they say. Not, damn, I wish I, not, that's what they're saying. Not, damn, I wish I had a bullet, but my back right now, if I'm making half the money this guy's pulling down. Not enough envy of the handicapped. Special Olympics, not enough. More is needed. More is necessary. How did I overcome becoming handicapped? I was homecoming prince. I learned a lot of advanced yoga. And I learned martial arts. I'm above a white belt, you know. I think the darker the belt is the higher up on the rank you are. And that I'm using as my higher power to overcome the beast. More is needed. More is necessary. More is more. The problem is I've been letting myself go, and I'm kicking myself for that. Don't bathe regularly. Don't brush my teeth properly, regularly. I don't quite work out like I should. No, we got a gym here in the garage. I'm just letting it sit there, collect dust. You know how it is. You get that stationary exercise bike, and maybe once in a while you got on it, but not like you should. The gym membership that just sits there. I used to have a gym membership, and I just let it sit there. It's like, things actually go over there, all the way over there, and start working out. You go into the gym, you're not going to play. You're going to work out. You're going to work. After a long day of work, you're going to do more work, develop a great body. I'm sure they have gyms for the handicapped. I think every single handicapped person should have some kind of gym personally and whatever. Remember the first time I made out with a woman? She was a drunk woman who couldn't find her car. I went home with her. I took her by the hand, led her upstairs, and I looked deeply in her eyes and I started to kiss her. And we made out. We made out for a good deal of time, so much that I wanted more. Dang it, she wasn't ready. Because she was so messed up. So many guys had taken her home to do that to her. Personally, handicapped people too, maybe even autistic, why literally does every single guy just think about, you know, the best moment for any guy, any guy in general, period, is when he's released the beast already. And you know what? Right after, because you know what? He's not thinking about, you know, he's not thinking about that. For one brief shining moment, he's not thinking about sex. Such a messed up thing, you know, we're all kids. There's a certain age when basically the whole idea of girls is just, you know, yeah. And then as we get a little bit older, we're confused. Are we supposed to not like these people? Are they the enemy? You know what? By the time we get interested in girls, then we start getting interested in sex, we're not interested in anything else. You know, it's messed up. We start being interested. We're not even interested in girls. We're interested in women. Remember being at school, there were those teachers you had a crush on? You know, it's funny. Those teachers go to prison if they basically try to have with any child there personally or whatever. But it's like, come on. When you were a child, basically, you were more interested basically in any teacher than anything the girls that were even a little closer to your age were doing. Now, hold on a second. I'm not consenting to, you know, that in school. I'm not saying teachers should. But that's what we all wanted, wasn't it? Wasn't it? Messed up is what it is. Screwed up. You know what up. Honestly, I don't want to advocate in celibacy. I mean, it seems like there's too many people as is. I just want to say breed less, you know. I don't know. Here's a scientific fact of life. Kids, basically, children aren't sweet. They're not kind. They're not innocent. You see, children, they have those base animal human instincts still organically sort of in them. The desire to make fun of anybody who looks a little different, who might be weak or scared. They love anything gross, anything vile. They love talking about it, throwing it around. They celebrate being able to do anything gross. They use it like a weapon against the adults. Little adults think it's sick, and you know what? Here's the thing. Here's the thing. You remember I kind of wish you could be at that age again where you can just be fascinated about anything gross. Okay, now think about this. Do you remember being a kid? I mean, there were some kids you were nice, you were friends with, but you weren't nice to really all the kids. Tell the truth. I mean, wasn't there kind of a... Do you remember being a little SOB? Some kid who seems a little weak or different. Because you could. You want to go to the, I mean, you all look forward to going to the playground, going out and then playing, but the playground was the most dangerous place, right? The kids torture each other. They brutalize and beat. It's a fact. It's a scientific fact of life. When you were handicapped. Oh, good Lord. Well, my kids are old enough to know what retarded means. they're obsessed with it, calling each other retarded and whatever. And so I think it's worse than retarded. It was the geek, the nerd, you know, that frail kid that was smarter than everybody. Literally. You know why? Because he was weird, because he was different. He didn't act like the other kids. He wasn't tough. He wasn't badass. And more than that, you were retarded compared to him. The 30 minutes after the half hour here. 30 minutes. 10:30 p.m. here on the program. I can't find you, but we find ourselves. Please get involved with the cause, good people. We're here at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. Damn, where was I? Oh, yeah. Children are not sweet and kind and innocent, but in a way it's necessary because children brutalize each other. But you know what? Adults do. So do animals. And so we've got to prepare you for that thing we call life. There were times I was afraid to basically. I remember when I went to a day camp. It's like this. I went to the YWCA, but also the YMCA. Every sort of, basically, right afterwards, at the beginning and at the end, they dropped us off in a gym. Actually, not the gym, the basketball court. You know what? All the kids ran around and played. All the hoops around. And somehow there was always some kid that wanted to wrestle around and play. Somehow I didn't like it. I don't know. I was autistic. I just didn't like being touched. It scared me. Physical contact with someone you don't know. It's like being molested. I was, actually, but that was a story for another day. Kids always kind of want to molest each other. They always want to grab and wrestle. Not just playfully, but just basically pummel each other. That's the thing. It is a cold, cruel world from day one. One of the first and second time I was jumped on, just harassed, just attacked, because it's like this is where they let all the kids loose. You know what? I don't know why so much I look forward to being an adult. Maybe I thought when I was an adult, we always think that basically all these kids' problems will go away. So it's all the good kids' stuff. A lot of the kids' stuff you used to love. You know the age when... Okay, tell me, you know when you were old, and, you know when you were old and like... A lot of you might remember the Saturday morning cartoon. All the networks, all the major networks, they always seem to have something really fun for the kids on Saturday morning. I mean, I grew up basically when literally there were Friday primetime show was really, and you look forward to Saturday morning. God, I remember ABC. Anywho, the point I'm making here is that. Remember when you were old enough to see all those beautiful cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember your favorites? It was a Friday primetime, Saturday morning, whatever. You remember when you started when the newer cartoons were coming out and you weren't really a fan of them? I like the old ones. As we start getting old, dude, you see it all begins with, what's with people today? What's with television today? Back in my day, and there's less and less of the stuff you like. And then one day, on Saturday morning, you know what, I think I'd rather sleep in. That's right. You'd rather sleep in. You do that Sunday, too. Think about it. And then this is your day off. This is when kids run around looking forward to being kids, whatever. This is when kids are up before the crack of dawn, whatever, to see the whole. And then one day... You are astonished, astounded, mind-boggled that the fact that now you start spending all your time sleeping, your free time. Remember basically candy, toys, Saturday morning cartoons was enough to make you happy? Look, in a way, I wish I was, if I go back in time, I wish I was tougher, more assertive. That's the biggest change I can make. I think it's the biggest change we can all make. Here's the thing. I honestly wish I could trust myself, too. God, what am I getting at here? Okay, maybe just this. All us handicapped people, There has to be something more for us than just relying on benefits. I know Uncle Sam would like to cut us all off if he could. Cut off anything. I know Uncle Sam resents the fact that Social Security is necessary. But us handicapped people need more than that. And no, I'm not talking about bigger benefits. I am talking, literally talking, more opportunities. To do what, you might ask? Well, just in general. I know. We need to make those opportunities. But really, I don't know. In a way, some people once asked, what do you think you're going to do when you have the kids? How can I? I can't take care of myself. Like, I think one of the worst things my parents ever did was, my mother didn't even know about her handicap, didn't know grandpa had one, autism. But, you know, having a child with all these defects and whatever. What I can tell you about basically being handicapped is that somebody, look, you got to be more than just their mascots. You got to be more than just their pet they keep around. You got to prove you can hold your own with them no matter what your condition. Me, one of my biggest regrets is that even when I said no, I didn't stick to my guns. I should have guns. I think anybody should have guns. Hell with the police having guns. If anyone has guns, it should be the handicapped. You know, we need them. Yeah, probably elderly need them too. You know, more than any Boy Scouts help them cross the street. Yeah. The handicapped and the elderly a bunch away from being handicapped, should have guns. You know, there was a funny time in my life when I tried to make peace with all the people who I wronged because of I was just too damaged to do it. Maybe I was. A lot of those people told me to just forget about it. It's not a big deal. I actually went online and tried to talk to people I used to know from school. But they tried to say it's over, forget it. That's cool. That stuff, that personal stuff meant so much to me. All that personal resentment. And I realized maybe I was really more angry at myself for not being, you know, tougher than this, being able to, willing to endure, you know? And I want to go back in time and tell myself what to do. Tougher. Desensitize. Now, just talking about this makes me feel a lot better. I'm going to tell you more of my stories and chronicles and whatever. It just feels better just to let this crap just flow. People were horrible to me. Was I horrible? Yeah. Me and my older sister used to fight a lot. I know there were times when she would really have it coming, but, you know. I, personally, don't know what to do with my life now. I'm at a wall. I'm at an impasse. I'm at something needs to basically make some kind of change. I think about all the time wasted. What to do? Every single one of you, I want you to ask. Now, look, I know you're out there basically really trying hard to toe the line, to walk the line, and to keep from falling. Trying to make sure that you don't lose everything, because nowadays, look around, especially in America, it seems harder to lose everything now than ever. What happened? To the handicapped. Be more than just a guy sneaking by. I think we need more role models. None of that. I'll be one. I'm going to change everything about who I am just so I can basically be better than this. Absolutely. I want to create something epic, something important, something brilliant. But what? Well, I got to do this show and manage it a lot better. Yeah, definitely. Stir up the pot a little bit. You know, I know that basically able-bodied people become almost disabled every day because things are getting bad all over. It's a real thing. It's not just the elderly getting sick and feeble needing canes, walkers, and wheelchairs. There was a time when really the flipper babies, you know what I'm talking about. There was a time when they had this medicine that was supposed to help women with motion sickness, whatever, and those babies were born with, I can't pronounce the name, Fulmilderhide or something? Fulmilderhide? Well, whatever the reason, whatever the cause, every single one of those babies, every single one of those people should be doing something. I said, let's all pretend the children are sweet and innocent. But also, look, the whole no child gets left behind, every child is special routine. The problem basically is we live in America, a place where we value conformity above all else. The worst you can do is stand out in any way for better or worse. And the handicapped are notorious for basically being, well, this is my term, a broken toy. So what's the answer? My friend, there is no answer. Me personally, I think every single handicapped person needs to do something. Something important. We all need to get together and do it together. Thalidomide, that's it. Ah, the internet phone. Thalidomide. Honestly, what was it like being handicapped? There were times when I wanted to just sit there and be quiet. Couldn't do it. Got itchy feet. And that has nothing to do with my new athlete's foot, which I've just acquired. I'm talking about wristless legs. That hyperactive whatever. If I'm not talking, pacing, mouth's not moving, whatever. Gotta be doing something. What to do? What to do? I guess in the end, all us handicapped people should be doing everything all you able-bodied are doing, but we should be doing it 10 times harder, more impressive, so our stuff is just better somehow. Because it's not about us trying to be you. You know, seriously, handicaps should come into style, you know? It's really cool about it. It's not about us trying to be you. It's about you trying to basically be making as much of an effort as we are every single day. Now ask yourself, are you doing that? Me personally, I have a confession to make. I haven't been working like I should. I just have trouble. It just gets so overwhelming, and I've been doing the bare minimum. No, I do less than the bare minimum. That's why I'm sucking. 45 minutes after the hour, we're here on the program. I can't find you, but we found ourselves. Please, get involved with the cause. We're here at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. Now, every single handicapped person who might hear this, look within. Try to ask yourself, what do you want to do that's better than the average able-bodied person is trying to do right now? What do you feel like doing? What do you want to be doing? You know, in a way, as a guy, I wish they would just basically legalize prostitution and hard drugs by now and just tax the bejesus out of it. I really do. That we can all, all as handicapped people at liberty to enjoy that. Yeah, sure. I've seen a blind guy and a guy in a wheelchair enjoy a beer. Let me tell you. Me personally, I think basically more and more people, especially the handicapped, should be having sex. relieve off some of that tension. Maybe give us something to shoot for, so to speak. There should be more of that. Anywho. Oh, my God. Sorry about that. Anywho, I guess really what we're missing in life is... Look, I'm one of those basically kind of handicapped people who isn't just like everybody else, but a little broken. I had weird interests when I was a kid, you know? Really weird interests. There were certain things I wanted to do that... There were certain stuff I was just weirdly interested in, you know? Autistics are like that. Be it trains or planes or... That phone keeps chiming. Who is texting me at this hour? Oh, good Lord, they're just texting me junk mail. Look, I'm the guy that basically thinks that, you know, basically more... I used to think more handicapped people should basically be behind a desk because... More the wheelchair folk especially, because, you know, if it's going to be somebody who can basically have to sit at a desk all day, why not somebody who basically can't even stand up to begin with? But at the same time... I don't know. Something has to be done. America needs to become more handicapable. We shouldn't just be taking care of those who need help. All handicapped people need to get together and do more than the average person is doing. Not enough of that going around. We need more than benefits. Our benefits should be something we also give to ourselves. Now, let me just say this much. Are we doing enough for each other? Enough for ourselves? Is enough going on right now? Or are we just scraping by? Let me tell you something. I used to be a guy who was overwhelmed with stress, anxiety, and depression. Now I still am. Damn it, not enough of that has changed. I'm broken. I want to fix what's wrong. I want to fix it now. I want to fix it yesterday. I want to fix it like 30 years ago. You know, it's funny. I basically went to my old elementary school more than recently, and the place has changed, and yet, well, everything's changed. I was raised in Chinatown. No, not Chinese, but it was right near there. And the baby boom population, the elementary school has gotten bigger. They got more buildings up. And there's foam rubber on the ground in case anybody falls. They used to have sand, hard concrete. Now there's all this foam rubber, all this artificial turf. Because she's softer. I was longing for that stuff when I was a kid, wishing the ground was soft in case when I tripped and fell. I'll tell you that. Honestly, I look back at everything and made me realize how much time had passed. I want to take pictures. I want to do things. What should the handicap be doing? I know it's my old alma mater, but the question is, what's the magic of it? I don't know. I like to believe things have gotten better. Things will continue to get better. I was afraid like this is this whole tipping point where things are going to get, I mean, no matter what you do, there's going to be side effects, no matter what. Things are going to get better and better and better until there's a peak where there's nowhere to go but down. Me personally, I'm a changed man thanks to this show. I've been revolutionized. My eyes are a little more open. I feel the need to actually do something, be something. And if anyone out there can hear this, I guess I have you to thank. Thank you for giving this to me. To the handicapped. I came across handicapped people basically my whole life. I always complained about one of the schools I went through. They put all the defectives under the same roof. And You know what? Maybe it should have been more of a melting pot. We should have worked together as more of a whatever. Why didn't we? The counterculture, the outcast. It was like the idea of, you know, the counterculture, the outcast, finding their, being their own nomad, finding their own something. There was a time when that was a real thing. You know what? I'm going to be honest. Being autistic, you do tend to feel certain things, a certain type of thing, 10 times more than any able-bodied person, any non-autistic. But there are times when you really just want to be just like the people, just like the others, the norm. Some things don't work at all. Some things work too much. Some things barely work. Can't seem to get your everything to whatever, and you just feel so dang broken. I could cry right now. I think to myself, is it a wonderful world? Maybe it could be if we started doing something. One of the hardest things about basically being handicapped is that you're always afraid of that moment where your disadvantage is going to come into play. Where your literal, actual shortcoming, today's the day, it's really going to let you down, and then it's all going to come crashing down or whatever. So what do? Cross your fingers, try to work around it. If only the answer was enough. I don't know. I always said I was going to go back to college just to prove I could do it. Just to prove. You guessed it. When I was in college, I couldn't do it because of the ADHD, because of the Tourette's, because of the OCD, and because of the autism, too. It was all one big bitch, and I just couldn't make it work. I want to go back and make it work now. I want to. If I can, I will. That's the thing. See, it's the ultimate Napoleon complex. You always have something to prove. Always. Whatever it might be. But in a way, you need that. You always need to be told that you got a shortcoming. You're not good enough. What else is going to inspire you to work 10 times harder? What else is going to inspire you to overcome, to overcompensate? Now, here's the thing. I still find myself doing the same old things, going back to those old haunts, facing those old things, and I don't know. I'm not quite the guy I want to be. I made peace with a lot of the demons, all the problems I had. I got good at basketball. I got good at swimming. I got good at that game where you basically, where a kid goes to the beach and then, you know, when the tide, the water comes in, he tries to run away from it, tries to outrun it. But it's like by the time I did, I'm feeling like, am I too old for this stuff? What am I still trying to prove? There's something said about a grown man who's still good at Nintendo, even the newest model. But still, I proved something. You know, in a lot of ways, I wish I did have a child. Because having a child changes you. It forces you to step up your A game. To be the guy you want to be. The guy you should be. A true hero. And you know what? I want to be that guy. Maybe I should have been like an imaginary child. No, that's a little disturbed. But the point is, I still wanted to just basically believe that, dang it all, there's something. Me to take care of. Me to look after. Something greater than myself. Something that's going to make me greater than I am now. It's one of the reasons people have kids. I was handicapped. We're afraid us flipper adults are going to have flipper babies. The world is what it is. I guess we're not unified. I got to do something about that. I'm going to rattle some heads. Got a lot of work to do. A lot of inspiring to do. Once again, should have started sooner. If I could go back in time, I'd be more arrogant, more full of myself. Need that more than anybody. It's harder for a handicapped person to love themselves. It's harder, honestly, for someone with autism and obsessive compulsion to love what they are. How do you love you? How? Well, I always thought basically I'd be like gay guys, spend a lot of time at the gym, fall in love with what they see in the mirror. But like I told you, this condition messes you up. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to I Can't Find You, But We Found Ourselves here with Dude Talk. Please tune in next week for another installment. Boy, I've got things to say. Thank you. Thank you all, and good night.